Welcome to A Dopamine Kick. Yes, another ADHD podcast.
We're your hosts, Sparky and Shell.
Join us each week and we can hyper-focus together on all things ADHD.
This is our journey to diagnosis, the challenges, frustrations and humour that come when living with ADHD as adults.
Let the interrupting begin!
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 59 of A Dopamine Kick. Today we are going to be discussing ADHD and fluoxetine.
If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast. You can do that by clicking on the little follow button on whatever platform you are listening to. And if you could leave us a review, that would be absolutely fantastic. So as Shell said today, we're talking about fluoxetine, which I think in America is called Prozac. It is an antidepressant and it's usually given for things like depression and anxiety. I'm not really sure if it's used for ADHD. I guess some off-label clinicians might subscribe it.
Yeah, I think I've read that there's some evidence that it has benefits for ADHD. Yeah, but it's quite weak.
Yeah, very weak. But I haven't had it subscribed. I haven't had it prescribed to me for ADHD. I had it subscribed. Why do I keep saying subscribed? Prescribed to me for another reason, because I was suffering with a bit of anxiety. And those who have listened to the podcast know that I struggle with seasonal affective disorder. So there was just a few symptoms and I thought, you know what, it's winter, suppose I better go to the doctors and get my yearly meds. So I went to the doctors and they subscribed. So, what is the bloody hell wrong with me?
Is this you like subliminal messaging our
yes.
listeners? Everyone's going to subscribe to the podcast because you're just going to say it repetitively.
He prescribed me fluoxetine. Now, I didn't think that it would have any benefits for ADHD, but I took it and that's where I'm at the moment. So I was taking fluoxetine for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I'm not on fluoxetine now, but I'll get into all of that this episode. So yeah, I just wanted to open with that really, so you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so let's start off with what dose were you taking? And how often?
It was a low dose, so it's like a starting dose. It was 20 milligrams once a day, okay. Every morning.
And what positive effects did you see?
So there was quite a lot of positives. So one of the things that I noticed was it stopped me from spiraling. So my thought process, I would usually, well, you know this, don't you, Shell? And you listeners that listen in, you also know this as well. I struggle sometimes and I can spiral, I can go down into deep holes and I'll be flitting from one thing to another through thoughts and I'll just be sort of spiraling on the medication, not on the medication. I can't, what is wrong with me tonight? I swear.
Are you sure you've not taken meds?
It's just getting late. I'm thinking about something else while I'm talking to you. This is insane. So what am I doing? So I would spiral, thought spirals, like now, spiraling. Obviously, not on it anymore, spiraling. And if I had a thought in my mind, I'd go, obviously, you know, with ADHD, you'll go down the route of Googling things and you can go on a long, long list of just anything, basically. And yeah, I was doing that quite a lot and I was spiraling out of control. So this really helped with that. I also noticed that it helped with my appetite, especially binge eating. It stopped me from wanting to eat a lot of food. So I don't know if you'd say that's a good thing or a bad thing, but for me at the moment, definitely a good thing. I wouldn't eat as much food. So I'd kind of look at food and it's not like it stopped me from wanting food, but it didn't make me want to overeat. So I wouldn't get the cravings for the sugar and the junk food. It'd feel a bit like, I just want something a bit more healthy.
I felt like
I wanted something more refreshing than sugary. So that was another positive. And the worry from anxiety definitely helped with that as well, which is kind of goes hand in hand with spiraling. But I felt like I wasn't bothered by things that I'd usually be bothered by. I'd be a bit like, oh, do you know what? It doesn't really matter. So I kind of feel like I could be sat in a room and there's all this chaos going on and I'd sort of just be smiling and going along with it, like it wasn't really bothering me too much. Those were the main positives of the medication.
And what about things like your focus? Because I spoke to you a couple of times when you were on the meds, and I definitely felt like you were more focused.
I don't think, this is my personal opinion, I don't think they helped me focus at all. I just really don't. I know you're saying they did, because we arranged to do a podcast early one morning and I was up and ready, and I think you mentioned it.
Right, Sparky, like, I don't think I've ever seen Sparky dress, other than for work, I don't think I've ever seen Sparky dressed before about 12 o'clock.
That's so untrue.
And it's true. It's, you know, it's true. And he, like, usually reads what we're going to be doing that day as we start recording. And he said, like, yo, let's meet up, let's record at 8, because I really want to get out of the house early. And I thought, like, oh, this is going to be an absolute fucking disaster. But it's fine. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, yeah, I'll see you at 8.
As if?
No, I'm joking. I knew
you'd be thinking
you're
that.
You're not quite as bad as
I
that.
I knew you would be thinking that. I thought, she doesn't have enough faith in me. She's not going to believe that I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And even when the words came out of my mouth, oh, we could start a bit early, you know, if we're up early. I thought, that's just never going to happen. But I
honestly
there.
Thought that either you would cancel last minute, or that you would be like, because we have done stuff early in the morning before, and you've been like,
I'm not that flaky,
half asleep, like, I just need to get a drink, like, you know, you've got, like, your hair's all dishevelled, you've still got the seam marks from your pillow on your face. Right, so that's normally what I'm working with. And then fast forward to when he's on the meds, and I turn my camera on at 8 o'clock, and he's like freshly showered, he's fully dressed, he's ready to go out after the podcast has finished recording. He's written an A4 page full of notes for the episode. And then I said, oh, so how's it going with the meds? Oh, I don't think the meds are doing anything for me. I don't think they're working. I was like, well, I think you seem a bit different.
I just want to put out there, you're making out that I'm a flaky person. I know I'm slightly flaky.
You're not
flaky,
you're just not a morning person.
No, I'm definitely not a morning person.
If I said to you, oh, let's record at like midnight, you'd be fine, but...
That's true.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't. So we have to sort of pick a time in the middle.
Yeah, you're an early person. You're an early riser, 6:30 or even earlier. And usually I don't see that point. The only time I see that time of the day is when I've been awake all night.
Yeah, if I text Sparky when I first wake up in the morning and he replies, I'm like, oh God, what's happened? I know it's been a bad night.
Oh, I love how you know. I love how you know. But I'm the same. If you're texting me at, 1 o'clock in the morning, I know it's a bad night. I know.
Oh, come on, it doesn't even have to be that bad. If I'm texting at like 11, you're like, what's wrong? Why aren't you in bed?
Yeah, because I know when you're having a bad night or you've had a bad day, because you'll text like really late out of the blue, but the messages won't just be like one message. It will be like bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on? I can't remember where we are in this episode.
Yeah, this is not really about the meds, is it? Let's go back to the meds.
For God's sake. You and these bloody meds.
So tell me about the negatives. Did you have any side effects?
Yes. So obviously we talk about health anxiety, and we had the episode with Alex last week who was saying that no medication is safe. And the thing is, medication is there to use as a tool and to help us. And particularly with things like antidepressants, you do get some side effects that usually do subside. So as I said last week, I'm the kind of person, I'll read all of the side effects and I'll think, oh no, that's going to happen to me. That's going to happen to me. Actually, with fluoxetine, what I did is I made a conscious effort not to read the side effects this time, because I know that...
Because you've been on fluoxetine before, haven't you? But you stopped taking
it. Yes, yeah. And I stopped taking it for the same reason, which I thought may not happen again. So I didn't read the side effects because I thought, I've taken this medication before, I never worried about it before. I also took antihistamines last week and I never read the packet, and then I read the packet and I was like, oh my God. So really, I've taken medication without a single thought before. I thought, I'm not going to keep doing this to myself. I obviously need this medication, so I'm just going to take it. And like I said, while the positives are really good, and I would have absolutely loved to have stayed on this medication because I did feel like it made my worry go away, some of the side effects that I got from it was I did get headaches, which that's fine. You know, I knew those would subside the longer you take them. Your body does have an adjustment period, mm-hmm. as we know. But it was a rare side effect where your body goes completely numb. And I didn't like the feeling of it because your body goes through this paresthesia, whatever it's called, and you feel like you can't touch your body. So if you stick a needle in your legs or your hands or whatever, you don't really feel it, which is quite scary.
I imagine quite dangerous as well with things like cooking, like... You maybe wouldn't notice if you were burning yourself.
Yeah, like it's just weird because you just feel like you can't feel anything. And at this point, obviously, I went online and started looking it up. I thought, no, I'm not going to get worried by this. It's, you know, it is a common side effect people can have, and it does pass. So I thought, okay, well, that can pass. But then another side effect was that your libido changes, so you can get sexual side effects. And there is a condition called post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. And that's when I actually took a look at the packet, and it does say that it can continue after you stop the medication. And at that point, I was like, don't ever want to risk this anymore. So I stopped taking them. That's mainly because it is a very rare side effect. So If I wasn't experiencing that, I probably would have carried on and continued with the medication, but I didn't want to risk it. So that's the reason why I stopped taking them. I do feel that they were really, really helpful. I do feel like they stopped me spiraling. As you've said, they got me up in the morning, which rarely ever happens. And I do think the longer that I took them, maybe I would have seen more positive effects. And I think if you are listening to this and you do have anxiety as well as ADHD, I think they can be really beneficial in that instance. So obviously something to talk to your doctor about. And if you are on anything like fluoxetine or antidepressants or any other medications, please get in touch with us and let us know how you're doing on those, because we're going down these meds journey at the moment. And we've, like Shell, she's been on Elvance and Concerta, and we're just doing this kind of juggling act at the moment where we want to kind of balance out trying to get like some positive benefits from medication and like, you know, weighing up the risks of the side effects and stuff. And Shell's currently taking her new Concerta dose, so her Christmas present arrived late, but she did open it. And what are you on at the moment, Shell? Just
27 milligrams of Concerta. I'm only on day two.
Yeah, so Shell's on day two at the moment. So that's going to be another meds update for you in the near future, hopefully.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
So your body felt numb.
Yes.
Did you have any other issues with fluoxetine?
Do you know what? I can't remember now. It's object invisibility. It's almost like gone out of my head.
Sparky, it's been 8 days.
Hey, listen, I stopped. I forgot all about everything the next day, so this is quite difficult trying to recall. I know there was something else. Did I mention it to you?
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I took fluoxetine years and years and years ago when I was 19, and I don't really remember. I didn't take it for very long. I don't really remember how I felt or anything like that. The only thing I do remember very, very clearly is it made everything taste of metal. Because I didn't realise that it was a side effect of the tablets, and I thought I was going mad. I kept getting people to like sip my water, and I was like, no, this water's rank, like it's really metallic. And everyone was like, Shell, what are you on about? The water's fine. And I thought I was losing my marbles. And then I finally realised that it was the tablets, and when I stopped taking them, it went away. So that's my one memory of fluoxetine. But you didn't have anything like that? It didn't affect your taste?
No, it didn't affect my taste. Like I said, apart from those sort of side effects that I've explained, I don't think there was anything else really that made me think, I'm not quite... Oh, yes, there is another one. I've just remembered. So it did make me quite groggy, especially for the first few days.
Yes.
And when I took it, I did feel like I just want to go to sleep, but it did pass. Like, it didn't linger. It didn't feel like it also didn't feel like it was meds related. Do you know, like when you get like drug related tiredness and you know it's related to drugs, it didn't feel like it was that. So this is what I mean about this object invisibility or whatever it is. I took the tablets.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realise that it was because I'd taken the tablet. And it's only when I started putting two and two together that I thought, every time I take this tablet, I feel this way, that I started connecting that it was to do with the fluoxetine. And I know it's to do with the fluoxetine because I don't usually get that tired early in the morning.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that because I spoke to you a lot over Christmas, but I don't think I spoke to you at any time that you were feeling like that. But I remember you... because you stopped taking your tablets when we interviewed Alex, didn't you? Because you didn't want to be groggy when
yes,
you spoke to him.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is the thing, like, it usually affected me an hour to 2 hours after taking the tablet. But there were times where it wouldn't happen straight away, but then it just come on suddenly later on. So
yeah.
I remember being in the shopping mall, I'd taken it really early in the morning. I'd taken it just after I spoke to you. So it had been at least 4 hours at this point. And I just remember thinking, I just can't do this. I need to just go and sit down. So we sat down and had something to eat. The rest of the day was just a bit hazy. Went to IKEA. That's
always an experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
We should do a whole episode on IKEA if you have ADHD, I think.
It's so bad, isn't it? Just one thing on IKEA. It's a day out. You know, IKEA's not just a dip in, dip out kind of shop. But did you know that you can actually cut corners in IKEA and go through different doors?
Yeah, I have never gone round it in its entirety. I will only go if we can go out the shortcuts, and even then it's too much for me.
I didn't even know that you could go through various doors. I saw this door and I pushed it and I was like, I'm in the light section. Oh my God, the light section's like the last thing.
Yeah.
We're here. Like, what the fuck, where are we? It's like amazing there. It really is. But yeah, IKEA is definitely a day out.
It just stresses me out so much. I just feel so uncomfortable the way it's like set up, like you're in someone's house. Like I can't deal with that. And I just feel really like on edge, and there's loads of people around and I feel like you're interrupting them in their house. And I just feel really stressed. And then it's a one way as well, isn't it? So once you're in until the end and you can't get out. And yeah,
that's it.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I went over Christmas with Jamie, and that was like basically his Christmas present. Because the last time I went was about 3-4 years ago.
Really?
And it's probably going to be that long before I go again. I just hate it so much.
I love IKEA. I don't know what it is. I just think I like the fact that you start, then you have like a little break in the middle, like the cafe.
I can't do it.
The cafe is just so well placed to whoever made that store.
The only thing that gets me through IKEA is the promise that we can spend some time in the houseplant section and the guarantee that I will be bringing home a new plant. That's the only thing that gets me through IKEA.
Oh, but the houseplants are just so awful in IKEA.
Oh, I don't think so.
You want to go to the garden centre.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're reasonably well priced, but I mean, there's not much choice.
Yeah, but sometimes they do have quite good stuff. So I got my, I had some Venus flytraps from there. So I got those from there. And my Christmas cactus. Sometimes they do have quite good, there's not a lot of choice, but often what they do have is quite cool.
Yeah, I got a cactus from there.
I say often, I go once every 4 years.
No, I like to make day trips out of IKEA. I think it's amazing. I love it.
The next time you go, can you take Jamie with you, please? Because he absolutely loves IKEA. He'd go there as like a hobby, like it's a day out for him.
And me.
And I just hate it so much.
Well, Jamie, if you're listening to this, you're welcome to come with us anytime. Because, you know, there's no point in going to IKEA with someone who doesn't want to be there. You know what I mean? You've got to be in it. You've got to be in the fun.
Oh, no.
That's half of the fun about IKEA.
I messed up the rest of the day as well then. I'm on like high alert. I'm super anxious. I'm dissociating. Oh. Hell.
Oh, Jamie, you've got to catch. Goes to IKEA and dissociates.
So I digress. We've sort of strayed again.
We're going back to meds again.
We're going back to the meds again.
Do you know what? You'll do anything to get out of IKEA. I'll do anything to get out of meds talk.
Yeah. What I wanted to talk, I don't really know how to ask. I don't really know what I want to ask as a question. So I'm just going to talk about it. I spoke to you a lot over Christmas when you were taking these tablets, and I feel like the things that you were saying to me were really different. So you just seem to be, I know you had a lot going on, but you just seem to be doing a lot. Like every time I spoke to you, you'd had really busy, really full on days. But rather than being like quite drained by that, you sounded like almost like energized. And like yeah. the next day you were like raring to go again. And I felt like you were like chomping at the bit and like really, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
getting a lot done.
I mean, the thing is, it's hard to say, isn't it? Because like we were saying before, I think everybody responds to medication in different ways. And if you're struggling, you can use it as a tool. And I'll always believe that medication has its place. You wouldn't say to somebody that needed medication for a different illness, don't take it. Because if you need it, then you need it. I find it really hard to, it's difficult because obviously when you have full on days and you're doing things, if that was to do with the fluoxetine, it could have been. So I'm not denying that it definitely wasn't to do with that. But I think from my perspective anyway, it was more to do with the fact that I was busy and I had full on days and I had no choice. I couldn't get out of it. I don't know if that was the reason for it. It was a new thing. I was excited.
You weren't just doing stuff for your family though, were you? That's what you were doing physically in the day. But then also you were like coming up with like ideas and stuff for the podcast in the evening.
You see, this is the thing. This is why when we talk about it like this, and I know this medication isn't for ADHD at all, but it obviously did help with certain symptoms. It definitely, I know for 100%, it didn't make me focus and it didn't make any ADHD inattentive symptoms better. What it did do was it helped with the side things, which is, I don't know, comorbidities or whatever you have. Definitely helps with that. And that's the reason why I think if it just didn't have that side effect, I would have just carried on taking it, because obviously it did do something, and I'm not denying that, which is why we're doing this episode, because I didn't realise the extent of my thought processes until I did start taking fluoxetine, to be honest, because I always know I've spiralled into things, that's normal for me, but it wasn't until I tried to spiral and realised that yeah. I couldn't spiral that I realised that the meds were doing something, if that makes sense. But it definitely didn't help with any sort of hyperactivity or any inattention symptoms. It may have just helped calm them slightly, but I don't think it made a change.
Yeah. I guess if the side things weren't bothering you, then you had more energy to just focus on everything else.
Yeah, that's probably the best way of explaining it. So, for example, like the focus wasn't there. So, you know, when I woke up that morning and I was doing the podcast, like that wouldn't have been something that I think I would have consistently been able to do on fluoxetine. Like, it's not like it changed me and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get up every morning and do this. I didn't feel like it was making things easier, but I did feel that when I was able to do something, I wasn't overloaded with worry or panic. So okay. Maybe that was the reason why. But had you not have been there saying, shall we do it in the morning or anything like that, I wouldn't have purposely got up at that time and been dressed and ready. I guess we'll never really know, to be honest, if it really would have done something long term, because I never really got the chance. So it's a shame. Anything else that you want to ask me? I quite like being interviewed. I could talk. I could just talk. I don't have to think.
It's just so rare for me to let you get a word in edgeways.
That's not true. Usually it's me going off on the tangents.
That is true. I think that's everything. I think that's all I can think of.
Okay. Well, I haven't really got anything to add, really, when it comes to fluoxetine. I know that it's given to people that have got anxiety and depression and things like that, as I've said. It's also given to dogs as well. So bringing dogs in there, just wanted to add that as well. It's really good for dogs as well. If you are worried or concerned about taking medication, then just talk to your doctor and explain your concerns. I'm sure that they'll be able to give you a lot more detail about the side effects. There's also leaflets, so make sure you do read them, but don't overthink it. You know, you can always tell if a side effect's bothering you. You can always discontinue the medication. So, yeah, that's my two cents on medication. It's not for everybody. Weigh up whether you want to use it or not, whether you need it. But my experience with fluoxetine was mostly positive. It's just a shame that I got one of the rarest side effects, and had too much health anxiety to continue taking it, which, you know, is me all over, isn't it? And if you do have any thoughts on medication, anything you're taking, anything that's worked for you, you know, maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking there's a wonder drug out there, you know, that we can quite easily get by going to our GP or psychiatrist or something, please do send us a message and let us know, because we need to know.
Absolutely. We're both eternally searching for that magic pill to fix all our life problems.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, that's it from me. And okay. We'll see you next week for another episode with all things ADHD.
Bye.
All right, that's everything this week, guys. But if you want to carry on with the conversation, join us over on our social media platforms. We're on all the major channels and our handle is @adopaminekick.
We'd also be super grateful if you could leave us a review on the podcast wherever you're listening, as it helps us to grow our audience and help more people. Okay, we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.